You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Look, it's summer and it is hot. And I don't know about you, but I am pretty much constantly drinking water. We all need it, of course, and part of what governments do is provide us with tap water. But at the same time, the American bottled water industry made $16 billion in revenue last year. Plus, you know, there are Britas, pure filters, supplements, all that stuff. Today, we're going to look at water from an economic perspective. Water under the ground and what happens when two different cities in two different countries are forced to share it, and the water we pay for.
I've always wanted someone to ask me how I think about bottled water.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I absolutely do not like bottled water.
Yes, I like bottled water. It's easy. It's the transportation. It's good for health.
That water has a very distinctive, yucky taste. It's like eating lime. It's very disgusting.
Bottled water is a big deal in the U.S., love it or hate it. But when you get down to it, for every bottle of water from a crystal clear mountain spring, there's another bottle of water that is filtered municipal water, aka tap water.
So if you are supposed to filter your own tap water, you could get a similar quality of what some bottled waters are selling.
That's Nika Leba. She is director of Healthy Living Science at the Environmental Working Group, a research and advocacy organization. In 2008, EWG researchers found that half of bottled water brands had the same chemical tracings found in filtered tap water. In other words, it's basically the same stuff. And for Leba, that means the same health concerns.
There is so much difference between the quality of municipal water across the country, but there could be a similar difference in the quality of water from bottle to bottle.
Leba doesn't think the tap water system is perfect. There are some outliers, of course. But on the whole, she says tap water in the U.S. is good. And it's pretty easy to research your local tap water quality, but it's much harder to figure out where an individual bottle of water came from. Leba is definitely a tap water fan. But that $16 billion I mentioned earlier means Americans love bottled water. And if the selling point isn't actually the water quality, then what is it? Tom Perko is the CEO of Bevmark, a food and beverage consulting company, and he has thought a lot about this question. How do you sell something that you can already get for free?
Our culture has moved beyond simple hydration, and people drink bottled water for all kinds of reasons. The first originally was safety, but we've moved way beyond that. And then the next step was convenience, and everybody is, with our lifestyles, is concerned about having something within arm's reach and you can take anywhere. But we've gone way beyond that as well. Bottled water now is just simply part of how we live.
Is that more a case, do you think, of good PR for bottled water or bad PR for tap water?
Well, I think we're past the bad PR for tap water. I mean, occasionally you have situations like Flint, but that's
right.
That's almost an aberration. But, you know, for the past, let's say, 30 years, that the real key to how America works and, more importantly, thinks is that this massive machine that we have to influence our behavior, our thoughts and our feelings, is extraordinarily powerful. You know, we watch TV, we're on the internet and social media, and we're influenced to think and feel in a certain way and be part of a community. So marketing is, in some ways, kind of the business and the religion of America. So it's primarily marketing.
You know, I'm sort of surprised by this because now we're in a moment where people are, to at least some degree, more environmentally conscious. You can buy, you know, a glass or a metal water bottle. And yet, I gather from your data that the market for, you know, those plastic bottles of water is increasing.
Consumers may say one thing or even feel one thing, but do exactly the opposite. So even though we may be concerned about climate change, we still do a lot of things that are obviously wasteful. The industry has tried to deal with that to some extent, not so much in recycling, but coming up with bottles that are much lighter PET, much lighter plastic. But again, you know, we're dealing with a cultural phenomenon. Water is not about water. You know, if you want to think about water, think about it more like air. The air you breathe and the quality of the air is a little bit like the water you take to stay alive. We're mostly water. water is hydration, so you can be alive. And there are so many things attached to that, according to who you are, how you feel about your self-esteem, how you feel about your peers. And water is kind of in that sphere. So some minor, to some people, of concern about the environment, but that's minor and doesn't have any way to influence these other broader and deeper behaviors.
Well, I guess in that sense, let me expand this out. What is the value of water?
We have a new paradigm. We have shift in this culture that I've been talking about, which really determines everything in a way. We have a shift away from simply hydration, the health of water with minerals like potassium and magnesium, et cetera. I'm moving away from that and not necessarily all the way to it being a pharmaceutical thing about a medical kind of approach to water. It's not that at all. But water was lifestyle, and it still is lifestyle. But now we're looking at something that has values that hopefully allows one to stay away from this horrible epidemic of obesity. And it really is that. If you talk to any of the health profession, they'll tell you that it's just something that is of great concern for all kinds of diseases going forward. So water is capitalizing upon that, but the same people who sell you carbonated soft drinks and energy drinks and fruit juices and all that are thinking more about bottled water and how that makes certain that their shareholders get the right returns.
Tom Perko, president of BevMark, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.